You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Chuck D and Tom Morello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
So good to have you. Welcome
to
it.
Great to be here.
I like this. Yep. A super group, two superpowers connecting.
Three, including Cypress Hill.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, yeah. Be real.
Yeah, that's pop. Yeah.
Why the name? And a super host.
And a super host.
Yes.
Oh, who's that? Me.
Yes, you.
Oh wow. I'm in the key.
I just said, since I heard you came from Joburg, so go up, you know, big up Joburg.
Oh, my man, I like that. One person from Joburg. Let's talk about the name,
sure.
Prophets of Rage. Why that name? Because, I mean, there were so many variations.
Sure. Well, it's the shortest band meeting we ever had. Prophets of Rage is members of Rage Against the Machine, Cypress Hill, and Public Enemy.
Right.
There is a Public Enemy song called Prophets of Rage.
Right.
So when we were saying, what should the name of our band be? Chuck D suggested Prophets of Rage. He's the prophet. I'm the rage.
Oh, nice. Nice. Let's talk a little bit about that rage. You have been someone who has been, you've been political for a very long time. I mean, most of your life.
Sure.
You also worked in politics, which I never knew about you. I mean, you worked for a senator in California when you were really young.
That's correct.
And after that, you said you never wanted to be involved in politics in that way ever again.
It cured me forever.
Cured you? Why?
Yeah. I was the scheduling secretary for United States Senator Alan Cranston for 2 years.
Right.
And it cured me for two reasons. One was because it was entirely about money. Most of the day was spent putting the senator on the phone with wealthy Democrats, wealthy Republicans, wealthy people who he would ask for money, and none of that money came for free. But that's not the main reason. The main reason is one day I received a telephone call from a lady. She was complaining because there were Mexicans moving into her neighborhood.
Right.
And she was outraged and wanted the senator to do something about this outrageous
thing. Wait, just to do something about them moving?
To do some sort of ethnic cleansing of her neighborhood, I believe, was what she was looking for.
Right.
Some sort of pogrom against the Mexicans. And I said, ma'am, you can go to hell, thinking I had done the senator's business. And, you know, I hung up and it was great. So she ended up calling, I got yelled at for 2 weeks. And I thought to myself, if electoral politics are a world where I can't tell a racist to go to hell, then that's not the right job for me. So rock and roll, on the other hand, so I've looked at it as my solemn sworn duty for the next, you know, couple of decades to tell racists, whether on the telephone, whether in the streets, or in the White House, to go to hell.
You are no stranger to telling people in power to go to hell, Chuck D. It's interesting because a lot of people in music go, you know, stay out of politics and don't get into it because you have fans that buy your music from either side. This is not something you have gone for from the beginning. Honest, straight to the point, this is your point of view. This feels like an evolution. Was it inspired in some ways by Donald Trump?
No. Well, you know, Donald Trump was part of it as this came together with Tom basically saying that this infuriated them so much that it was, you know, more about than just tweeting about it or going to social media. We can do something about it. What we do musically to bring the noise and make people aware. And it's one thing about turning fans off, but one thing we've been is fearless with our music. And I was raised, being born in this city, is to be fearless and say what you need, you know, to say, and say what needs to be said. And that's been pretty much my track line right throughout.
And well, if you're making music that everyone can agree on, you're probably making pretty shit music, in my view.
Touché, I like that. Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you, this is interesting. When you heard, or did you hear that Paul Ryan said he was a huge fan of Rage Against the Machine, did you think to yourself, like, does he know who you are? Has he actually heard the lyrics?
Maybe
he just hears the music?
Well, I mean, first of all, there's no political litmus test to being a fan of the bands. And one of the most inspiring stories that I hear every day is people come up, they got into our bands because of the aggression of the music, and they were exposed to a different point of view. That's totally cool. Paul Ryan's point of view, however, he does do a lot of raging against women, against gays, against unions, against workers, against the environment.
So that's his machine.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but he's basically the epitome of the machine we've been raging against our entire career. So while he does, he may use Rage Against the Machine for his PX90 workouts. Let's get in the pit. You're welcome to any Props Rage show in the pit and let nature take its course.
Oh, wow.
And you wonder, like, you know, his teen spirit just exploded when he made that statement.
First of all, you're not allowed. He was trying to. I don't know what he was trying to do when he said that, but sort of piggyback on some of the coolness or whatever. And that
right.
We just weren't about to let him get away with.
Well, what do you want people to take from the music? Because I mean, both of you have a history where your music has inspired people, as you say. Your music has enabled people to speak out. Some people have used it as catharsis. What are you hoping to achieve from this? Prophets of Rage. What are you trying to do beyond just make amazing music?
Well. This man, our mantra is the world won't fix itself.
Right.
You got to do something about it. Make things happen. We didn't wish for the world to be in this effed up state for us to be a band. We'd have found 12 topics. But we're also telling people in the United States of America, yes, think globally, act locally. If I talked about Johannesburg and people say, I don't know because I think that's on another planet, we don't want that to be people's limitation.
Right.
We want to be a band. We'll find 12 topics. But since 2016, with the monstrosity of Trump POTUS, it's the lowest hanging fruit to attack it under the belt.
I love the Trump POTUS. You come together, you're in the studio. I would love to know who gets angrier and why. What is the one moment where you have to hold Chuck back, and
First of all, we're also in a band with Be Real, and so there's so much secondhand smoke in the studio.
Oh, so this is like a chill.
Really, no one can be too angry. I'm trying to get my rage to a fever.
Right.
I have to like wear a mask in order to get my rage to the pitch that requires.
It's like a chilled rage.
Yeah. No, I mean the point is that we try to weave our. We don't try. We do. We weave our convictions into our vocation.
Right.
And that's something that anyone can do and probably should do. And I think it's one of our human responsibilities is not to leave behind who we are in what we do. And that's how the world changes. Like history isn't something that happens. History is something that you make. And if you sit on the sidelines, somebody else is going to make that history. And I don't trust those sons of bitches.
Chuck?
Best players in the world. You know, this man's redefined the guitar. You know, you got Timmy C on bass, who pretty much is like, you know, a James Jameson in the rock world. You got the god of hard drums, Brad Wilk. You got one of the best turntablers in the world with DJ Law, and you got the unbelievable, incredible Be Real from Cypress Hill, a 26-year vet who has the charisma to be the front MC while I back him up. And if there's any anger, it's like if you feel that you can't step up, and it's times where I'm the weakest link.
Stop.
So if I'm the weakest link, any other band in the world's in trouble.
You guys are trouble, man. You're exciting. We're excited for the
music.
Our
basis is like we want to change the world, but on stage we will change the environment.
Let me ask you about changing the environment. Like you said, you came from the city. Your music was about fighting the power.
I'm born in Queens, the same
right.
county that Trump POTUS is born, 12 years apart. What sickness?
What you're saying is that could have been you. If
only Chuck D were president. Seriously,
musician. That's what we do. That's what I do. You know, I before we came on stage, I said, you know, Tom, beat me up so I can pay attention and be awake.
Let me ask you this with your music. You created music in a time when you were responding to something that was happening, you know, fighting the power. When you look at what's happening now, if you look at that Chuck D and if you look at this Chuck D in this day and age in 2017, have you noticed a shift in the environment, or do you feel like in some ways you are still fighting against the same power, or is it a power that has in some way shifted or morphed?
I started out 1986 as a professional during R&B. That's Reagan and Bush. And Thatcher was chopping up the planet, you know. Nelson Mandela was in prison,
right.
You know. There was a wall up, you know. 2017, you're talking about the President of the United States building a wall, you know. So
right.
It's Mr. Mexico, let's build this wall,
right.
Might be the statement. But the biggest difference is that older people move on and transition and younger people come in, but the stench of racism hovers over and is institutionalized. And we feel as musicians that we have the universal language and passport to tell the whole world to be accountable and responsible as, you know, you're grooving to the, you know, to the grooves and the beats.
Right.
So that's probably the biggest difference is that we could kind of like synergize with the world's language of how ridiculous it is in some places. The world could connect a lot better than it used to. What are we going to do with this avenue? And right now we're Prophets of Rage.
You guys are doing it, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you very much. Prophets of Rage will be available September 15th. Chuck D, Tom Morello, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.